Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in business and in life, you are going to be negotiating for your entire life. Whether it's negotiating to get a reservation at a restaurant, whether it's negotiating with a vendor, or negotiating that big deal that you want to close, negotiations in life and in business is a way of life. And the one thing that you never want to do is you never want to negotiate a business deal from a weak position. If you're going to negotiate a business deal, you need to know exactly why you're negotiating the deal. Why do you want to make this arrangement? Why do you want to make this agreement? How is it going to improve your business? What does it mean to your business? What are you really negotiating? If you don't understand exactly why you're doing this, how in the world can you do it? You want to do as much research as you possibly can. You want to understand the person that you are negotiating with. What do they want out of it? Why are they negotiating? So negotiating is a word that is often kicked around, but we can use the word understanding. Understanding what you want, understanding what the other person wants. Negotiation isn't about putting the other person in an awkward position or getting the best deal that you can and having them at a disadvantage. You want to negotiate in a fair way because you don't know when you're going to meet this person again or want to do a deal with them again. Everybody has to get something out of the deal. Everybody has to win. If it's a bad deal, if it's one that you say to yourself, you know, I'm going to just make this happen no matter what. It's not a good deal. You will live to regret it. Never, ever, ever sign a contract that you feel is not to your benefit. Never make a deal that you feel just doesn't work because you'll say to yourself later, why did I do that? Why did I make that mistake? So we're looking for considering why we're negotiating, what we're negotiating, who are we negotiating with? How are we going to negotiate fairly? And you know, one of the real important issues in negotiations, and you can read lots of books about negotiations, but one of the really, really important things to remember is to listen. Usually when you're talking to someone, if you're listening intently enough, if you're listening hard enough, they will tell you everything they need that you need to know about closing the deal, about negotiating the deal. But you have to open them up. You have to get them to talk. You have to get them to help. You have to ask them questions to find out what they want. You have to have a dialogue with them. And when you do that, they'll just go on and on and on, and you will understand and why they are negotiating with you. So let's always make sure that we are making a good deal. And if it's not a good deal, walk away from it. Don't go into any negotiations with the expectation that you have to make this work. If you do, chances are you will make a mistake. You will not be in a position of strength. And when you're not in a position of strength, you make a weak deal. So always think it through. Learn how to think on your feet. You know? Learn how to debate with someone. That's really what it is, isn't it? Learn how to have a conversation where you're taking a position and you're defending that position. You might even practice and role play this with your salespeople and employees. Get them to try to close you on a deal. Be a little difficult. Give them tough responses, tough objections. See how they come up with the answers. Take your very best closer and see how they close a deal, your very best salesperson. How do they work? Get into conversations with people that are successful negotiators. How do they work? How do they start? Where do they start from A to Z? Do they start from A, go to the middle of the conversation, back to the beginning, back to the middle, to the end, back to the beginning? How do they do that? It would be incredibly helpful to talk to successful people who are successful in making things come together. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. Remember, everything in life is negotiable.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening.